Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, I didn't fight my way to the top of the food chain to be a vegetarian.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, today it is my pleasure to once again have our good friend and colleague with the Paragon Foundation, G.B. Oliver III, on the program with me. G.B., good to have you again as a guest with us today.
Good to be here, my good friend.
I've got another Laney question for you. We've been talking about Kit Laney and the problems he's had with the Forest Service. I noticed in, I have a news release here that it's an old one, but I cleaned off part of my desk yesterday evening.
You did?
Just part of it. But I can see tabletop now.
Okay.
See, my desk has those little pull-out drawer things, you know, they're, just a sheet of wood that comes out and you can put stuff on. And that's where I have to work because I can't work on my desk for all the stuff. But I can see the top now. But in there, I found things that were old, old, old. Now, this was dated June the 4th. When was Laney's hearing? Do you remember?
No, I do not.
Well, I'm like you. I don't either. But anyway.
Yeah.
He approved Laney's request to waive the jury trial.
Yes, sir.
Why wouldn't he want a jury trial?
Well, based on several things. One thing is that trial will be held in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is nothing but a hotbed of civil service and federal employees. And so when you draw a jury pool up in that area, you're going in front of federal employees, and the attorneys don't like those odds. The other thing you got to remember about this is that any time you go in front of a jury, all you're arguing is the facts of the case. You can't bring up points of law, and indeed points of law need to be brought up in this trial. Points of law such as, does the United States Forest Service have any law enforcement authority? That's nothing a jury can answer. The other thing is was Mr. Laney, in fact, on Forest System land, or was he on his own land? They can't answer those kind of questions. The only thing a jury could look at was the assault and the charges that were brought against him by those five law enforcement people. And so if you want to bring up law and points of law, don't think you're going to bring it up in front of a jury.
Okay.
And so for that, there's two reasons why we waived our right to a jury there.
Good enough. I have here on my desk, that was just faxed to me from your office, this $407,019.74 bill that they presented Laney with. Now, let's tell our listeners again that Laney is the rancher that the feds came in and confiscated his cattle. And they, meaning the feds, gathered the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost them, how many head did they get? Do you remember?
About 235 head.
It cost them $407,019.74 to gather 200 head of cattle.
Yes, sir. Isn't that interesting? And now they want to come back, because they sold the cattle, And now, of course, that much cattle didn't bring anywhere near that much money. And so now, that was the goal. The goal is to run these costs up just as high as you can and then come back and file a lien on his private property. And that's what they're there to do. They're out to run this bill up so that they can get a judgment against his property and take away his private property, and then they're through with him forevermore. In their mind.
Do you know, does he have that property mortgaged, or does he own it free?
He owns it free.
He does own the land.
Yes, sir.
See, okay. So if they file a lien, then there's nobody that has a first on that thing.
That's correct. And their whole goal, as you well know and your listeners know, is to eliminate this man completely.
Well, the whole goal is to eliminate everybody completely.
But
here they're starting out picking us off one at a time.
You bet. And they set precedents by this. They'll pick out a guy like Laney or somebody like Jimmy Goss or Min Coven or one of those guys. They'll pick out a guy that's got an allotment right in the middle of a bunch of them, and they'll knock him out, and that sets a precedence, and then the rest of them just cave. And that's the game. But I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this. You gather your cattle all the time. You figure out $407,000 for 235 head. I don't believe my dad would have tolerated that out there where we grew up.
Well, I thought I'd been paying my cowboys pretty good, but apparently I'm cheating those poor guys.
Don't let them see this bill.
No. Of course, I complained. I said, you know, you guys would be worth more if you'd ever ride a broke horse.
I noticed in here that they charged him for toilet paper. Did you see that?
Well, I haven't read the whole thing.
Yeah, they charged
him
for toilet paper. You know, and I was thinking about that. You know, my dad didn't mind if we carried it, but he wouldn't, you know, he didn't give us enough time to get off and use it. he wants to keep that horse in the trot.
I just kind of run down these things. Documented description of what. Now, here's what it costs to gather cattle, people. Salary for the NF employees. I don't know who NF is, but...
That's National Forest employees, I think.
Okay, $51,330.95. Salary of other employees, $2,697. Salary of Leo employees. Who's Leo?
That's law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
They had 19 law enforcement people, plus they brought in their attack dogs. And it's like we were talking the other day.
They'd better had cow dogs, hadn't he?
If old, looks like it. But if old Laney and his wife would have been out there, that'd mean they'd had to have 30-some-odd people. 30-some-odd law enforcement people to handle two of them.
Per diem for employees, $20,124. How many days were they out there?
They were there about 40 days.
Related to employee safety. Wonder what that contracted service related to safety. I guess they had seat belts and helmets on, huh?
Well, you had to have a safety officer. I noticed that back here where they break it down, they had a safety officer.
Wonder what he did.
Well, you know, he probably... they might have had a bad horse or two in there, do you reckon?
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
On March 18th, introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24 hours, 7 day a week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with G.B. Oliver. G.B. Oliver III. He's with ParagonFoundation.org. And Paragon Foundation, of course, has been very, very active in this Laney case and other cases where the Forest Service and the government officials are trying to take real estate away from the ranchers. We were going through this, they call it the Supplemental Administrative Record of the Diamond Bar, but how much money they say that Laney owes the federal government because they stole his cattle. And I was looking in here, the contract for gathering and transporting of livestock. Now, that's really all it looks to me like they would have needed to have sent those people out there together. That was $160,493.46. Wonder where they come up with that 46 cents.
I have no idea.
But there was 200 and some cattle. How many was that they gathered? How many were there total? Do you know?
Yeah, there was well over 400 head. See, they were only able to gather about 235 head.
Out of the 400.
And they gave up. And, of course, then they came back and told Kit Laney's wife. Kit Laney, of course, is off down on Bob Jones's ranch. He's barred from getting anywhere around this after they finally let him out of jail. And so his wife, Sherry, and her sister and his brother gathered all the rest of them in about 7 days. No, it was less than that, 6 days.
And they gathered the old brush cows, the hard-to-get ones.
The ones that these boys couldn't see. But I'm telling you what, you go down through this list. Well, I don't know how we ever got a cow gathered. I mean, they had a chief public affairs officer. Did you ever have that in any of your gatherings?
Yeah, my wife takes that position.
An incident commander, logistics support officer, finance documentation chief, budget analyst, they had a air operations chief, they had a business management officer, they had an evening dispatch support officer, they had an operations chief, this is a guy I wanted to meet, slash cowboy, slash cook.
Boy, it's hard to find a cowboy that can cook.
I'm not missing.
Mine always want to go to town and eat.
They got helicopter crews, wilderness specialists. Now, that's something you got to have with you. And they had a range wildlife advisor. And the list just goes on and on and on. I'm suspect when I look back here and I see how many bags of ice they bought. I'm thinking there was a beer bus going on up there.
Well, you know, I just saw a thing today where the FBI is now warning sheriff departments and police officers to beware of beer containers, these coolers.
Yes, sir.
Because that's the way the Taliban fights us. They rig one of these up so that it'll explode and kill whoever opens it. So you don't want to open a cooler that you didn't to put the ice in yourself.
I'm writing that down. I remember.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and molds. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
GB, you're an old firefighting tanker pilot. I've been saving over the past few days some of the headlines on the Forest Service and their fighting of wildfires. Let me just read a couple of them here, if I may.
Okay.
The 2004 fire season has not yet truly begun in the West, and already three firefighting pilots have died in crashes. This is an Associated Press article here. Land managers for the Forest Service, Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, and California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection already have plotted where they would like to let fires burn. Here's another one. The town meeting in Capitan offered the first opportunity for some people who lost cabins in the fire to speak their minds. Cabin owner Don Hudson says he's heard nothing but lies from the Forest Service. Forest Ranger Buck Sanchez says the area was too rough and too hazard to safely deploy firefighters. On approximately 1.5 billion board feet of dead timber burned in the 2002 Biscuit Fire, only 4% will be salvaged for logs. The decision also proposes implementing 83,000 acres of prescribed burns. Firefighters who saved a wild turkey and her eggs while fighting the Pippin Fire near Capitan, New Mexico, are being criticized because they saved the turkey and did not do enough to save 12 cabins that burned down. Now, GB, your little baby brother, Johnny, sent me a song that relates to this. And let's take a couple of minutes and listen to this Forester's fire song. What's the name of the song there, Jeff, by the way? Do you have it? U.S. Forest Service, that is it. Okay, let her go.
Out of Edna, flying like a breeze, headed for the timber, we gotta go burn some trees. The forest is dry and ready, summer's about to turn, looks like it's time for another pre-strap burn. Well, you know it ain't our fault, but it happens all the time. A gust of wind will come up and it'll jump the fire line. We'll roll $1 million worth of firefighting men, and we'll soon be drawing our paychecks, 'cause it's fire season again. If you come out to the forest, well, you won't miss any of us. Hey, we're those little green guys driving around in our little green trucks. We're spending taxpayer dollar like it's going out of style. We don't care how much timber burns, 'cause we get paid by the mile. Well, you know some folks are calling us a great big pack of liars. We got orders straight from the top to come and start those fires. It's just that it happens to be the windiest day of the year. So y'all better get to evacuating, 'cause we're rolling into gear. We're the U.S. Forest Service, personnel firemen. Every time we light a fire, the fire gets out of hand. Los Alamos to Lewiston, way out in California, we'll soon be coming to your town, burn up your community.
GB, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face listening to that song. But you know, it's not funny.
No, you know, that's the sad part of it. You sit right out here in the middle of it, and you laugh about the first half of that song, and then your blood pressure goes through the roof the second half, because it's true.
This is Associated Press article that I'm reading from. Wildfire managers want to let lightning spark fires burn in remote areas, but said they need to improve how government agencies decide which blazes can be allowed to continue without harming air quality miles away. Now, they worry about air quality miles away, but they let these cabins that people live in burn up.
You bet, and I shared with you and your listeners before that I've had the guy that was head of the fire crew has come and talked to me on this Pippin fire and told me that for 2 days he had 60 men with chainsaws and foam ready to go in there and foam those houses, and they would not let him in there to handle that. They wanted those houses to burn.
They want us off the land.
You bet.
Now, they care more about wild horses than they do about us folks. And I have this article here. I found it. I mentioned it to you earlier this morning, and I couldn't find it because it was in my stapling machine's not working this morning. Must be out of staple. No, it's got a lot of staples in it. I know it's a marathon darn thing. Anyway.
As early as you got up this morning, I think you ought to have it all working.
You would think so. That was the darndest thing. I'll share that with my listeners, but I try to get up around 6 o'clock in the morning. I sleep late now. For years, I'd get up like at 3:30 and 4.
Uh-huh.
That's when I did the early morning stuff live, you know. But I sleep late now, and I got up this morning at 6, and I shaved, and I went out, and I fed my fish, and then I went out to feed my chickens, and they hadn't come out yet. And I thought, boy, it sure is dark, and it didn't look that cloudy, but I thought, it's funny that it's dark. And I guess our clock, electric clock, must have taken a spike of electricity or something and jumped an hour. So I had a head start on I even beat the chickens up this morning. And I didn't realize it until I got in the pickup truck and hit the switch, and the clock lit up as to what time it was. And I thought, well, that's not right. And I looked at my watch, and it was right. But anyway, when we come back, we'll go into more detail on these saving the horses. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says he always wanted to be somebody, but he should have been more specific, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Our number, by the way, is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. GB, I saw this morning where BLM workers' mistake led to the death of seven horses. Now, these seven wild horses died in a remote northeast Nevada enclosure because of a mistake by a Bureau of Land Management employee. BLM official said a worker failed to install proper gates that would have allowed the animals to leave a fenced weed treatment research area. Now, that isn't funny.
How in the world could that happen?
The seven horses were trapped inside the enclosure in May and died because of lack of water. The horses somehow entered. They got in there themselves.
Uh-huh.
They entered the 2,600-acre fenced southern portion of the North Antelope Valley cheatgrass. It looks like halogetin. Halogetin? Is that a kind of a thistle or something out there?
I bet it's really something we all want.
H-A-L-O-G-E-T-O-N. And Russian thistle. I know what Russian thistles.
Yeah, I do too.
Treatment research project. Anyway, these horses got in this 26-acre area, and there's no water in there, and they couldn't get out, and they died.
Don't you think those horses should take part of the responsibility, though? I don't think those government employees ought to shoulder it all.
Well, they were someplace. You know, my granddad told me when I was just a little kid, he said, if you ever get in trouble and you're someplace you shouldn't be, don't ask for any help from me. Those horses are someplace they shouldn't have been.
A weed research center. That's your tax dollars working for you right there.
But anyway, had the employees, now here's where the employees really messed up.
Okay.
Had the employees installed one-way gates as directed by the supervisors, the horses might have been able to escape and get to water, BLM official said. I don't know what a one-way gate is. Yeah, I do.
I know what they're talking about. You know, that BLM official, now he's a genius, but I'll tell you what he's doing. He's tap dancing. He found him some jerky. He's hanging on the fence, hadn't he?
What? In Australia, and they use those gates in New Mexico or in Mississippi and down south to trap cows with.
Yeah, I've trapped some cattle with those.
But you got to teach them to use that gate.
Yeah, you've got to break them in.
I was going to say, a horse wouldn't know enough to walk up there, and they'd see all those poles. They wouldn't push on them.
I don't think so. Well, they might have when they got thirsty enough.
Well, you thought they got thirsty enough, they'd have broke through the fence.
Yeah. You know, they killed a bunch of horses out here on the range, out here on White Sands Missile Range. They had those wild horses. And those horses had a spring they were watering in out there, and all of a sudden they found a minnow out there that they said was endangered, and the environmentalists came in and fenced that off, and boy, they killed lots of horses out here several years ago.
Well, for whatever it's worth, I just thought you ought to know that
really?
If we're going to do this right, we have to install one-way gates.
I had one of those, and the reason I had it is I just hadn't had time to go wire it up proper. I fixed my one-way gate.
Do you know anything about this? And this is the treatment similar to states policy. Did you ever hear this?
I have not.
Let me read you Wanda's message. Derry, I was afraid this might be overlooked and you really need to see it and read it. Well, I saw it yesterday and I didn't do anything about it yesterday. We had another guest on the show. It is from Julie Smithson's website and research. It's almost unbelievable, not to mention scary, mind-boggling, and earth-shaking. When you think about the consequences and the fact that hardly no one knew anything about this, well, I just can't fathom the scenario nor the solution. It's too unbelievable for my mind to comprehend. How about yourself? And I can't comprehend it either, so I'm going to ask somebody smarter than I am. A lot of people are, and GB's one of them. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, this treatment similar to state's policy gives Indian tribes control over private property.
Uh-huh.
It gives Indian tribes jurisdiction over both air and water quality, Superfund cleanup, and pesticide use on all lands, including privately owned properties. It gives Indian tribes jurisdiction over all private, non-Indian owned and operated businesses, including agriculture, and over all citizens, including non-tribal U.S. citizens, both members and non-members, both members and non-member U.S. citizens who live, work, or travel within the historic borders of Indian reservations. Under this treatment similar to state's policy, water quality status, this means anywhere upstream on river flowing through reservations. For air quality, this means within a 50-mile radius of reservation borders or Indian country, often including land sold to non-Indian citizens before 1900 and owned in good faith by millions of non-tribal tax-paying landowners for generations. since all states must comply with mandated congressional acts administered through the EPA. Common sense correctly dictates that Congress enable the EPA to administer smaller, customized program implementation of these acts on lands held in trust or restricted fee or otherwise under the control of respective Indian tribes. Now, we have a lot of listeners in Oklahoma, and they point out Oklahoma as being one of the states. 13 tribes, and by the way, there are 39 tribes in Oklahoma alone. But 13 of those tribes in Oklahoma have applied for this authority. This would mean tribal regulatory control over more than half of the state of Oklahoma. Not only are the impacts on agriculture involved in this, but then businesses, including oil and gas, et cetera, et cetera. Have you heard anything about that?
I'm not, but I'll guarantee you we better get on that little deal. We need to find out exactly. You know how many tribes in Oklahoma have applied, but we need to find out across the country who's applied. When was that bill passed?
I don't know that it is a bill.
Well, it's got to be a bill.
No, it doesn't. It can be just something that EPA came up with, can't it?
A reg? I don't think EPA has any jurisdiction over these Indian tribes.
It says the EPA's EPA-S, which means it belongs to the EPA's treatment similar to states TSTS policy.
Well, it is a policy then.
So it's policy.
EPA. Yeah. But the thing you got to remember about that is that, and that's what many of our battles have involved. Their regulations apply to them, and you've got to always approach those regs. We're a country governed by law, and you've got to see the law. And the thing is, it goes back to Mr. Hage's case. Do not, when you challenge these people over a policy or regulation, do not let them drag you into the federal district court, because that is a court that only has jurisdiction over regulations, has no jurisdiction over property, and you're in a case that you can't win if they let you pull you into federal district court.
So what do we do then?
You've got to, when they come in there and try to implement that stuff, you've got to realize that you've got to get yourself into the federal court of claims, because that is a takings, and you handle it as a takings, and you understand that the federal government has the right to do that, but also they have to pay you highest and best use for that property or whatever that right is they're taking away from you.
You know, I've had several people call me after we were off of the air.
Yes, sir.
And they would say, the government doesn't have a right to do that. They don't read the Constitution. Well, you and Hage say the government has a right to do that.
They have the right of condemnation, you bet.
But they have to go through, what do you call it? They have to go through where they condemn something. What do you call that?
Condemnation.
Eminent domain. And they're not doing that. They're just saying, hey, you owe this.
Well, what they're doing is they're coming in and they're taking your rights away from you that are associated with that piece of property, but saying, well, you still own the piece of property. You're still paying taxes on it. No, we're not. We haven't taken your property. People have got to understand one thing, and that is that property is not a physical thing. Property is a set of rights tied to that piece of land. And any time they take any one of those rights away from you, that's a takings, and they got to pay you for it.
Okay, I hear music in the background. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
That's the sound.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
And we have returned. During the commercial break, I did a little research more on this Indian treatment similar to states. Let me read just a paragraph of it, if I may, GB.
All right.
The ability of Indian tribes to be used by the EPA to overwhelm both a state and local government's authority to protect and regulate its environmental and resources. When Congress amended major environmental laws to apply also to Indian reservations, there was no congressional intent to remove any state's authority to promote, to protect its citizens, regulate local businesses, or to regulate natural resources within sovereign state borders. This often secretly negotiated TSTS policy between Indian tribes and the EPA is causing an escalation of unnecessary divisiveness in a growing number of states, including Idaho, Minnesota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Washington, and Wisconsin. The Pawnee Nation was approved for TSTS authority in Oklahoma in May of 2004. That was just last month. To administer tribal water quality standards and 401 certification programs on their tribal land trust, which could give the tribe regulatory authority over more than half of the state's land base. And then it goes on over here to set an example is the, is, I guess, I don't know how to pronounce this Indian word, but you know, it's Isleta, is that, does that sound right?
Isleta, yeah.
Isleta Pueblo tribe in New Mexico, which set a water quality standard for arsenic of 0.0175 parts per billion, about 3,000 times more stringent than the Safe Drinking Water Act standard. It's, and it goes on about that.
Yeah, I'd seen a report on the arsenic level and that controversy, and they're saying that there's not one drop of water in the state of New Mexico meets that requirement.
Well, for whatever it's worth, I'll see to it you get a copy of this. But again, it's another one of those things. Every time you think you know what's going on, you don't know what's going on. GB,
yes, sir.
We talk about like-minded freemen. Well, getting up an hour early has really messed me up today. Like-minded, freedom-loving Americans is what Paragon Foundation is all about. In about a minute, give us a quick rundown of what Paragon does and why Paragon can use help from out here in America.
Well, I'd love to. What Paragon has become over the last 8 or 9 years is pretty much a nationwide organization that is tying organizations together, conservative organizations that believe in the Constitution and believe in freedom and care about what this country looks like for your children and your grandchildren. We begin to tie those groups together. Now, of course, where we get more publicity than anything else, I guess, is being involved in the legal and the lawsuit side of this thing, protecting these people as best we can. But I think that's only a very small part of what we do. The other side of what we try to do is we try to educate people. We feel like it's a lot less expensive and a lot less wear and tear on the citizens of this country if you'll educate yourself and you know what's coming and you know how to handle these agencies on the front end.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, how do you handle these agencies on the front end?
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications. You need to call us today at 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or go to the website aranair.us. The future belongs to those who are prepared for it. All right, let's just look at a few of the financial headlines. Reuters says, stocks flat on Iraq and inflation worries. The National Geographic's cover said, the end of cheap oil. Shall I go on? Today the headlines are screaming, get prepared. Which is exactly what Swiss America and I have been telling you for a long, long time. The solution? Asset diversification that includes gold. Simple but true. Please take a 5-minute call, a friendly call, to talk to the folks at Swiss America today at 1-800-289-2646 and discuss the tangible financial plan. That way, no matter what happens at the polls this fall, you and your money will be covered. And when you call Swiss America, ask for a copy of The Return to the Gold Standard, a new 36-page special report valued at $20, but it offered free to my listeners. That's 1-800-289-2646. Closing moments of this particular program today. Going into the commercial break, you were talking about how Paragon tries to educate folks. The comment you made was, you let people know how to handle these agencies on the front end. And I said, how do you handle these agencies on the front end?
Well, you know, so many of the people that call in here that are having problems and everything are into those problems several years. And boy, when you let them get... they have you signing documents, and they drag you into their game, and you've been there for several years, then it gets very difficult to get out. Whereas if people understand what their goal is and what they're out there to do and know what steps to take in the front end to stymie them, Man, I'll tell you what, that's where you've got to get it done. And so that's why we go around and we put the seminars on across the country, like the Hague seminars and those kind of things, to kind of create an awareness of what the law really is and what do you really own and how to protect that. You know, that's exactly what this concert tour that we're putting together with Michael Martin Murphy is all about. You know, is he wants to talk about protecting property and preserving the American cowboy, and we're going to fall in with him, and we're going to do 30 concerts across the country, and I hope we get up there in your part of the world, and let's just see that we do. But it's to create an awareness and make people understand that there are entities out there that want to help you preserve what you've got and show you how to hang on to that so that you can turn it on to your future generation.
You know, you say they want to protect us and help us to preserve what we've got. We're going to have to teach people, first of all, that there are entities out there that are trying to take it away from us. It is so difficult to explain to people what's going on because they say, oh, it's not, you know, that's out west or that's back in Wisconsin or someplace. That's not here. They're turning those wolves. That's in North Carolina. They're not going to do that here and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I like kind of a little statement that's floating around now that's... you know it's true when it happens to you.
Well, you know, most of the conversations that I have with people on a day-to-day basis, when they call in here and they're telling me what's happening to them, at some time during that conversation, they always say, you know, I heard about this a long time ago, and I just didn't believe it. Well, let me tell you, you better believe it, because they're there to wipe out your property rights and take your private property away from you.
When you say they... who are we talking about?
These federal agencies, or people in these federal agencies.
Well, see, they've got good backing, too. It's not just the federal agencies the way I see it. It's these green organizations that are funding a lot of this.
Furthermore, these agencies that are out there implementing these policies, taking away your property, at the same time, always point to the federal court system and say, you know, we're operating under a federal court order. We were sued. Well, like Henry Lamb has gone back, and those agencies are granting money every year to these environmental agencies that are suing them. So it's all one big game, and people have got to understand that. And the documentation is clear on that.
Paragon Foundation helps a lot of folks, but Paragon Foundation can also use some help from time to time, and it's very easy to do your part. I like... the old saying, you know, I'm going to pitch in and do my part, and Jeff's going to pitch in and do his part, and Beth's going to pitch in and do her part, and if you don't pitch in to do your part, you may not have a part to pitch in.
Isn't that what built this country, though?
That's absolutely right. And I want to tell folks how they can pitch in. For $35, you can become... do you call it a member? That's not quite right, is it?
No, it's really not. We really don't have memberships, but that allows you to get our magazine, to keep yourself informed and tie yourself in with these other organizations. And whether you join the Paragon Foundation or not, join something. Don't sit there on your couch and let them steal this country away from your children and your grandchildren.
And we're out of time.
Join something.
We're out of time. The number to call for Paragon is 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Give them a call. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Happy trails.
in a battle.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking.
Solution, but he rose again.